Let me see what it does. Let me see what it does. that's good. And you end up with some pluses in there where you save money.
Did you find this paper presents the group replacement is not that part of our program?
This was our program. We proposed it.
I got a sign.
John, I'm sorry about it. I'm the guy you got to sell on the shelves.
All right.
Just George has got to pay the line, but you got to say you're just basically in the basis to edit it over the dam. Do it back to the bargain at the 250. That's not right. Addresses itself to a bulk fund balance. All right, the bulk fund balance now because of the increased tax. It is a tax increase. That is the hardest problem. How would you feel about it if we're in?
I think you're going to have to feel this point in a congressional tax increase.
That, oh yeah, but I can be right. That we advocated a number of important reforms that are followed in this legislation. And that did involve additional federal taxes. But they were relatively minor. The Congress, in the meantime, passed a 20% Social Security increase that was extremely expensive. And there is where the federal taxes have gone up dramatically. When we compare the increase in federal taxes, this is a drop in the bucket for the $10,000 wage earner. This is $35 a year. On the other hand, the 20% Social Security increase is $100 a year, or three times as much as Congress has imposed on this fund. Now, to deny the agent, to deny the person afflicted with kidney disease, to deny the Social Security recipient these benefits because the Congress carelessly increased payroll taxes in the 20% increase would indeed be cruel revenge. It'd be throwing the baby out with the bathwater. And the price was just...
Are we about to say we're going to try to eat this?
I think we're going to say this, that, and I could lead into it this way, that there's a very interesting letter together in the Washington Post this morning raising the whole subject of the fairness of payroll taxes as a way of supporting some of these expenses. The
President is ordered a total... The
President's very concerned about that.
Right. We feel that we should have a new approach to this and go to Secretary of Treasury. Whether they be borrowing study,
yeah.
Or whether or not we can substitute. I don't get into that, but whether or not we can find a more fair way to handle the problem with payroll taxes.
I'll talk to George about that before I say anything.
But John, I can see why the lawyers report that to you again. It is not going to affect the budget.
Now, the budget boys argue to you that you can only look at the outlays, and you've got to see
because of the 250.
$4.5 billion was on the outlay end in fiscal year 74.
Correct.
So you've got to bring down.
Yeah. Right, I understand that, but like about 250, you could have set it at 150. The whole point of the 250 was why did we select 250? Because that was the number that we said we keep in the whole point.
Right.
Am I right?
Yes.
Or was there some other
reason
that I didn't get out?
That's correct. Now the question I'll get from the press is, well then are you saying from now on the ceiling is going to be 254.5?
No, we're still going to turn
it. Well, here's the answer, as I see it. The 250 is a fiscal year 73 number.
Yeah.
It's not a 74 number.
Yeah.
And this does not affect that. Matter of fact, it helps it. Because while we add 797 on the outlay end, we get $1.7 billion back in additional revenue.
Right.
Now, it does create problems for us in fiscal year 74, but we're confident that we can keep the fiscal year 74 budget within full employment range.
Yeah. But our way is that the 250 is still our target for this year, for the 73,
right?
74, we it's full employment, and of course it cannot be 250, so that would be more than that,
right?
But go ahead and break the point. different. We've got a lot of pods and that's good stuff, ocean dumping and a lot of environmental stuff and that kind of thing. But it will have the impact of here at the time that you're in the middle of peace negotiations. You're leading the free world out of darkness. You had to spend your time on 110 pieces of legislation. I think you should say, use this term. You could say, you know, I did not, I was not, I am not the president of all these compartmental